This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You know, it's hard being the person with a separate paid job who's also supervising their child's education with the school closed. And yes, it's likely to be more moms than dads, experts say. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman spoke with some parents facing this fall of uncertainty.
I sat in Erica Armsbury's back garden in Portland, Oregon recently, masks on, 6 feet apart, and she briefly introduced me to her 9-year-old daughters who were home because the summer camp they'd signed up for got canceled.
So this is Zara.
Zara and Amaya are twins.
Wait, Mom, I can't really pause from the game.
And they were off, back to their video game. One of the twins is on the autism spectrum. Armsbury's a social worker. She supervises a team of 20 that manages Medicaid patients at a big health plan. Since school and work went remote in the spring, she's had her hands full.
Parenting, teaching, working a full-time, very demanding job. And it was pretty miserable. There was a lot of yelling, you know, trying to get my kids to do things in the middle of meetings. And I thought, can I continue working? Or parent, something's got to give.
But it's not going to be her job.
I've always enjoyed and appreciated my work. I had them when I was older. You know, I had a career life before them and ultimately said we can get through this.
It's been really difficult. I would say I'm doing everything very badly.
That's Ruth Martin in Silver Spring, Maryland. She has 9 and 11-year-olds starting school from home again and works for a parenting advocacy group. She worries that school reopening plans keep changing.
Even if they get going in person, there is just this sense that inevitably, as we move further into the fall and into flu season, this experiment in reopening before there's a vaccination will come to an end.
Over in Fairfax County, Virginia, Daniela Knight has 3 kids at home, 9, 5, and 3. Her husband was laid off from a legal job in June and is starting a new job this month. Knight works as a property manager and has a side gig as a pediatric sleep consultant, but she isn't getting much shut-eye.
I'm working my office job remotely, or I go into the office at night when there's nobody there.
With limited daycare available and school about to start online, she says she'll have to cut back on her work hours.
To help the kids with their schooling, so obviously there's going to be lost income. I don't know whether we will be able to move at this point and purchase a home.
So she's getting ready for more sleep deprivation and frugality. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.